Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid-e Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? That's great, because tonight I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story. A story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tonight's bedtime story is called Muslims Migrate to Medina. This is a very important story, so make sure you listen carefully. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Muslims migrate to Medina. The Quraysh became rude and did not respect Allah and rejected the message Allah gave to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They accused the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam of lying, and they mistreated him and his followers. They were very nasty and very mean. The life of the Muslims in Mecca became very difficult. They were insulted and even attacked. If they tried to pray in peace, they were beaten. But boys and girls, Allah is all-seeing and all-hearing. He saw the situation of the Muslims. He saw the misery of the believers, and he decided to help them. He said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah helps those who help him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his followers,
go to Medina, go and stay with the Ansar, that is the helpers. The Ansar believe in Allah, they promise to help us, they will look after you, they will become your brothers, and you can stay in their houses.
The Muslims of Mecca left for Medina. They did not go all together and at the one time, they went in small groups. They did not want the Quraysh to know about their departure when they had left. If the Quraysh had known about it, they would not have let them go in peace. They would have troubled them. The Ansars welcomed the Muslims. They treated them like brothers. Each family of Ansars put up one family of Muslims in their house, in their own homes. They shared their food with them and they looked after them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed back in Mecca. Allah did not give him permission to leave. Only Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Ali radiallahu anhu stayed back with him. All the other Muslims migrated to Medina. When the Quraysh came to know that all the Muslims had gone to Medina, they became very angry. They were also angry that the Ansars were helping them. Now they thought,
the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to go too. He will escape to Medina. We must do something about it.
And they decided to attack and kill him. That was terrible. But at night, the angel Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The angel Jibreel alayhi salam told the Prophet,
don't sleep at night in your bed.
Ali radiallahu anhu slept in the Prophet's bed, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam left the house unseen. He went straight to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Both of them left Mecca and reached Medina safely. Boys and girls, Allah looks after His own people. Right, boys and girls, now that we have finished the story, what do you think this story teaches us? Do you want to whisper to your mummies and daddies? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so this story, I think, teaches us that the Quraysh were mean and nasty to the Muslims. The Muslims had to go in small groups to Medina to escape the attacks of the Quraysh. The Ansars welcomed and helped the Muslims in Medina. But boys and girls, this welcome, this safety, and this help is through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But before we do that, you know we have to do two things. The first thing we have to do is, that's right, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say it together. Thank you, Allah.
Thank you, Allah.
Now, to thank and praise Allah in beautiful Arabic, we say Alhamdulillah. Are you ready? Let's say it together. After three. One, two, three.
Alhamdulillah.
Very good. MashaAllah. The second thing we have to do is, we have to pray the bedtime dua. You know this is very important, and we've got to pray this every night. But let's pray it together. Are you ready? Okay. Allahumma. Bismika. Amutu wa ahya. Well done. Again, very, very good. MashaAllah. You've been wonderful listeners again. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. Also remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. I can't wait to come back again on Tuesday for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.